This station is powered by Simple Cash UK, your one-stop streaming shop. Reliable and affordable. Fast audio streaming on dedicated Unix servers for small to medium internet radio stations. Visit our website at all the W's, simplecast.co.uk.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this gorgeous Tuesday, the 21st of January. The mist has cleared on the marsh and it's a bright sunny day. And you are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Good afternoon, Paul Andrews.
How are you, sweetie?
It is a beautiful day today.
It is absolutely gorgeous out there now.
You're looking very, very Valdunican, darling.
Thank you for that.
But it's all come back again, isn't
Old
it?
Old and Irish, you mean?
Well, sort of retro, aren't you?
Yeah, that is true.
But you haven't got the rocking chair.
I don't know about that.
Is he still alive, Valdunican?
I don't want to go there. I don't know.
Let's Google him.
I'm sure he is.
He must be.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm sure he's fine.
Very fetching. And I'm loving the round sort of Brutus collar you're wearing.
Do you? Very 1970s, isn't it? Tulip collar, they used to be called.
I used to dance with boys like you in my day.
You still do, don't you?
Yeah.
if what I heard about Friday is true.
Oh, I thought that might be brought up. Well, hold on.
Well, you brought up your lunch.
No, I didn't bring it up.
Oh, right,
I held on to it. I'm never ill.
Right, no, it's just as well, isn't it? You started your lunch in the Shakespeare pub in Canterbury, didn't you?
I know, because you tweeted. Shaggy dog story coming up.
No, you did. I know you did. And at 1 o'clock, you started your lunch in the Shakespeare pub in Canterbury.
The lovely Leighton.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning, you was tweeting me, going, here, you know what you need to buy? You need to get a nightclub in Whitstable, because it's nothing for our us fogies to do that are absolutely off our trolley after 9 hours of solid drinking.
I'll run it for you.
Yeah,
there
I'm
used
sure.
to be a nightclub.
Yeah.
Called the Harbour Nights or something.
Right.
Which is now the Continental,
right.
I think. Yeah. But there is a dire need for...
But telling me at 3 o'clock on a Saturday morning is not what I want to know, Jules, just because you're out on the res.
I was having such fun.
I know, and I was really mortified that you and Becca didn't invite me as well.
It was a ladies' lunch.
Yeah, apparently.
But
it did go on for 2 days, yeah.
Great pub, the Shakespeare, and thank you to Leighton, who makes a mean Kir Royale.
I've heard.
I did have to go behind the bar to show him just to how to top it up a little bit more.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, on the show?
Enough of that. A few things to announce. Today's show sponsor is b2bsoutheast.com, and we're very thankful for them to have sponsoring the show.
Thank you.
The B2B Southeast is a free-to-attend business exhibition, which is happening this Friday, the 24th of January, at the Effingham Park Hotel in Copthorne. There are more than 100 businesses exhibiting there. There are four free seminars to attend. And let me see if I can remember
four
them
or
all.
Three. Make four, your mind up.
No, four free.
Four
they
free.
They are free to attend for free, for nothing, and there's four of them.
I tell you, listen.
And
the
there used
spray,
to be three, but now there's four.
The spray from the microphone.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got Dave Francis, who's doing a case study on a fish and chip shop.
Didn't he used to sing with the Kinks?
Yeah, he probably did. But this particular Dave Francis is Dr. Dave Francis from the University of Brighton. And he's doing a case study on a business, which is a fish and chip shop. It's really fascinating and it's really worth listening
to. A lot of money in fish and chips,
yeah.
Paul.
We've also got QJ, the Inspirationist, talking about rockstar businesses.
And what trainers will he be wearing?
I've no idea, but I can guarantee they'll be different colours.
They will. Yeah. They're always fetching his trainers.
And they're always silver or gold and purple.
Yeah.
Yep. So QJ, the Inspirationist, will be there. We have David Shaw from Virally App, who will be doing a session on email marketing and content management and content marketing and social media engagement, which is fascinating.
Yeah, hello, David.
And then the keynote speaker is the absolutely lovely Susanna, Who is currently managing director of Royal Mail.
Does Susanna have a surname?
Yeah, she does, but I can't remember what it was.
Thank you. I love
it. I knew you pointed that out. Schofield. Her name is Susanna Schofield.
You see, I know when you search for grey matter that you'll get it. I always know when you smack your lips that you're lost.
Yeah. Susanna Schofield, the lovely Susanna Schofield from Dice Matrix, who is also managing director of Royal Mail Couriers. And she's going to be doing a seminar on business growth, which is fabulous. She's absolutely fabulous. So four great seminars, all free to attend. And that's B2B Southeast at the Effingham Park Hotel Copthorne this Friday.
I would love to go. Sadly, I'm jetting off to Cairo.
We're not letting you in.
So it's a shame I don't do a listen again like the Business Bunker, isn't it?
Yeah. In fact, there are three radio stations that will be there.
Right.
Channel Radio
and
Kent Business Radio, not surprisingly, but also Redstone FM, who are actually a DAB station in Surrey, will all be there and they will be interviewing people. And we will be playing some of those interviews over coming and subsequent weeks on Channel Radio and on Kent Business Radio.
I will be there in spirit, Paul Andrews.
I'm sure you will. You'll be anywhere in spirit.
Yes.
You'll probably be up to your neck in spirit in Cairo.
Little Arabic.
So that's B2B Southeast, today's show sponsors. But we'd love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. So you can get in touch with the show while we're on air in a number of different ways. You can call us on 01-303-874-998. That's 01-303-874-998. Or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get hold of us while we're on air is to tweet me. And you can tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we've already had at least 20 tweets in. And Jules will do her normal trick. When I start to read the tweets, she'll go straight to the top of the queue and read the latest one. So to avoid that, I think you can start with an email.
Can I? Well,
yes.
That's very generous of you.
Go on.
Here's one. Reminds me of you. NAG celebrates 39 years in business. This is the 39 years is a very long time.
Oh, this is New Appointments Group, yeah?
It is. NAG.
Yeah, Jerry Cassell.
Jerry Cassell. He's the founder and chairman.
He is indeed.
So he says that when he was 31, he started and he remembers making a decision as to whether he bought a local fruit and veg shop or opened an employment agency. Bit of a difference there. And he says he thinks he took the right decision. Very few of the present staff were even born at the time, and of the others, all still at school except one, whose name he won't mention. So business success there. It's all about people, says Jerry, and he thinks that they have a really good team, and he's very confident of the future success under the direction of Amanda Barnett and her management team. So lead up to the 40th anniversary there. Well done, guys. That's New Appointments Group. New Appointments Group, am I right?
Yep.
Yeah, NAG. Well done. Are they based in Canterbury?
No, they're based in, their head office is in Sittingbourne. They did at one stage have branches all over Kent.
I remember.
Nowadays, you don't tend to do recruitment in the same way. You don't have so many branch offices. They still have some, but most of their operation is based out of... what is it? The Keys or something it's called in Sittingbourne.
Mm.
Yeah, it's quite a big setup there. A really great company, and they're part of the Kent's big institutions.
Well, they should come on the show and tell us all
absolutely.
About their 39 years.
Andrew Cassells, who's the director of marketing there, I know quite well.
Are they brothers, Jerry and Andrew?
No.
They must be.
No, they're not.
Oh, that's just a coincidence.
No, it's not.
I'm going to...
There are other relationships available.
Okay, fine. I'm going to investigate this when we play a song. Events coming up, 23rd of January. When's that? Mañana?
No, it's Thursday.
Okay.
I happen to know that. Do you know why I know that?
Because you're just like an elephant. You have a brain like an elephant.
No, it's because it's my oldest son's birthday.
Oh, the lovely Jamie.
It's Jamie's birthday on the 23rd.
Funny you should say that, because you know your picture you put on Facebook?
Which
and
particular picture?
The one of you in the racing car when you were trying to pit me to the posters.
Yeah.
My JPS.
Yeah, in a proper racing car.
I thought my car
your
was
silly thing.
Much better.
Yeah.
Didn't you look just like Jamie in that picture? In your younger days, you see?
See, you're trying to upset him now, aren't you?
Yeah, well, you did look just like him. Anyway, happy birthday, Jamie. And you can listen to Jamie on the New Potato Show, which is tonight at 9pm.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the Federation of Small Business, North Kent Conference, Are You Prepared for Growth? A lot of growth going on in this show.
There is
today.
A lot of growth going on in this show.
The fabulous guest speaker is Zoe Cairns, and she says, come and hear the latest expert advice on social media do's and don'ts. The power of Google and YouTube, how to recruit and keep the best people. And this is based at the Wardroom in Pembroke, which is the University of Greenwich, Chatham Maritime, and places are still available. So that's the 23rd of January, 6pm to 8. Also on the 29th of Jan, we've got from 10 till 4, the local business roadshow in Dover. And the event has been created by business owners for business owners. Free advice, support and finance information. A chance to network and meet suppliers and customers. It's free to get there and to go in. And it's the Ramada Hotel, Whitfield, Dover. www.localbusinessroadshow.com events. Sounds good, that one.
It certainly does. Cool. We've had a tweet from a new listener, Nikki Warman. And Nikki is a consultant with an organisation called Bespoke. And they are performance management specialists, and they're listening to the Bunker Show. So welcome, Nikki. Thank you for joining us. And it's always good to have new listeners. We've been on a bit of a roll just recently in the last few weeks, haven't we?
We've got a lot of new listeners.
We've got a lot of new listeners we picked up. So that's Nikki Warman. And you can follow Nikki on the Twitter. Her Twitter handle is training_Nikki, spelled N-I-K-K-I. training_Nikki, N-I-K-K-I. Follow her on the Twitter, please.
You know what's trending now on the hashtags?
No.
Val Doonigan.
Oh, goodness sake.
So Stopwatch Hospitality has said...
How did I know it would be him that would start that?
He's such a troublemaker.
We are going to sort you out. We're going to buy you a giant wooden spoon, mate.
I'm doing a stirring motion here. Paul doesn't like to talk about his earlier career, he says, Val Doonigan. I think there's a picture. Hang on. Oh, dear. It's coming up.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's actually done one of you in a rocking chair.
Oh, he has to.
I don't know how. He's obviously not doing any work, this man.
No. He's got nothing better to do than doctor pictures of me and put them onto Twitter. And, Paul, thank you for that.
The lovely Mandy Hare is listening in.
Yeah, Mandy. Hi.
Hunkering down for Business Bunker with the ever entertaining Jules Serkin. No mention of you.
No, she
and,
wouldn't.
And the dialect, she's calling me dialectically challenged.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that. She can't wait for my Burns night, can
yeah,
she?
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, Mandy.
And that Mandy Hare is at MacGuffin, UK, yeah?
She is, yeah.
Cool. And Shirley Mansfield, Coach SME, has tweeted in. Hello Shirley. Thank you for that. And Neville Gaunt. But Neville's just tweeted what I think you just read out.
What?
He said, just to remind you, Paul, that there's a conference for growth.
Yep.
With Zoe Cairns, but you just read that out.
I did.
So thanks for that, Nev. Thanks for tweeting it in, but we read it,
mate. At the post, darling.
Yeah. Cool.
There's nothing Gaunt about Neville, may I say.
There is not. No. Gaunt, he is not. The lovely Danny from Samson and Gas, Danny Tickner.
Minot.
Sorry?
Danny Minot.
No, Danny Tickner.
Oh, yes, he's lovely. Yeah, he is.
Has tweeted in. He's saying he can't listen live because he's out on a job, so he's going to listen on the catch-up later.
He's sorting out boilers, no doubt.
He is indeed.
Talking of boilers, how has your week been? Good?
So far, so good, bearing in mind it's only Tuesday.
And where are you tonight?
I'm on the BBC tonight.
I know, they can't do
that. I'm doing a drive-time show on BBC Radio.
You're running the whole of
Radio. Don King, yeah.
Yeah.
But yesterday, why don't you ask me about yesterday?
What was yesterday? Monday. What did you do Monday, Paul
Andrews?
I'm
not telling you.
Oh, come on. Come
all
on,
right,
give us
if
a
you
clue.
Insist.
Yeah, go on.
I had a really good day yesterday.
What did you do?
I had a lot of fun. I went to Sandwich.
Yeah?
I went to the Sandwich Technology School.
Are you spelling that S-A-M-W-I-D-G-E?
Yeah, of course I am.
Sandwich.
I'm from London, aren't I?
So you were giving a talk to these lovely
students.
Children.
I spoke to a gang of students.
How old?
They were year 11, I think, GCSE year.
Yeah.
Year 11. But... organised by their maths teacher, the lovely Mr. Alan Noke.
Alan Noke?
Yeah.
Right.
And what Alan does, along with Mr. Adams and Liz, sorry, that's the only names I got, were the teachers. They run a geeks club at lunchtime.
And they thought of you.
And they thought of me to come and talk to their geeks. And it was fabulous. They had nearly 30 kids turn up completely voluntary. It's their own time they're using. It's their own lunchtime. They turn up and learn how to code. So
okay.
Computer programming,
yeah.
You know, real computer programming. They're learning Python, which for those geeks out there will know that that's real state-of-the-art stuff at the moment. And there were 30 kids who've given up their own time to spend an hour and a half learning coding every Monday. And I went along to talk to them about the world of work and how to get jobs and stuff like that. And it was really fascinating. A great bunch of lads, especially Liam.
Was he a bit of a troublemaker?
He's a bit of a troublemaker, Liam.
Did you sit him in the naughty corner?
I sat him on the naughty corner and he threatened to fight me. Yeah.
But they're often the best ones, the naughty kids.
Yeah.
Often come out and they're entrepreneurs later on.
So Liam and his mates were giving me grief.
Is it a mixed school?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And was it equal sort of girls and boys?
No, there were a few girls. There were more boys than girls, to be fair, but there were a couple of girls there.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the lads, whose name I didn't get because he was a bit shy.
Right.
But he did tell me that he had an idea for an app that he was interested in, and he'd written, and it's a games app, and he'd emailed a games company telling them, and they've offered to buy it.
That's amazing. That's
an idea.
That is amazing.
They've said, if you develop it, we'll buy it because we want it.
Well, we want his phone number and his name. And
yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I mean, and he's what, 15? Brilliant stuff. So we had a fabulous afternoon chatting to them about the world of work and the world of coding and stuff like that. Great bunch of guys, and all power to Alan and his colleagues who gave up their free time as well to run the coding club.
Do you know?
Because it's one of my pet things, as you may know,
yeah,
about education in this country.
Especially IT can be lacking.
We don't do it. And after 50 years of the IT revolution, we still don't actually teach IT in school. Now, I do know that the Department of Education have finally said that they're going to put it on the curriculum.
Mm.
But of course, the problem is we want to catch up. Because we don't have teachers to teach it, because we've never taught it. IT in schools has always been office productivity tools, not coding or anything like that. So now that the Department of Education have decided to include it in the curriculum, which is brilliant, but there isn't enough teachers around to teach it.
Well, is it a problem with wages as well? That
possibly,
if you're a boffin at IT, you can go up and earn fortune.
Yeah, quite possibly. But you know as well as I do, Jules, in the business community, there are lots of people that come towards the end of their career or have career changes who like to give things back.
Yeah.
You know, and Alan himself is a classic example.
Yeah.
Alan, for many years, ran a software company, but he missed teaching. So he's gone back. He's actually a maths teacher.
I can imagine he's a very good maths teacher.
He's a brilliant maths teacher. Mm. He's a brilliant teacher, full told. You know, and he wanted to go back and do it, and he's really excited about what he's doing there and the kind of stuff that they're doing with coding.
I know you're going to get ratty with me because you want to get on with the show, but just to say that at 11 to 12 live, there's a superior show pre-Business Bunker called Scoff and Quaff.
Never heard of it.
It's a food show, Paul Andrews.
Is it any good?
Well, it's fabulous, but why I'm mentioning it now is because I was mentioning Alan Noak, because one of our guests was at Kentish Store on the Twitter, Nigel
Shaw.
Say
that again.
At Kentish Store.
Kentish Squaw. What
they? Love it if
what, are they Native Americans? Kentish Squaw. They import potatoes, do they, or what?
Listen, Val.
Oh, right.
So at Kentish Store, the Nigel Shaw was on. And
Nigel Shaw from Kentish Store.
It's hard, isn't
And where
it?
Was the Squaw in all of this?
Oh, aye. So anyway, I told him to get in touch with Alan Noak.
Yeah.
I'm hanging on to this.
Go for it. Keep going, girl. You keep going. You make it
and,
happen.
And he's going to get in contact with you, Alan, if you're listening, because he can go, you know, on Alan's iShop Kent, can't he?
He could indeed.
Because he's an online Kentish produce store.
He could indeed.
Was that
Absolutely.
Your tummy then?
No, it was my phone.
I heard a rumbling.
Yeah. Thank you for that. We got to there eventually.
We did. I was going to make a joke about Python, but you know,
I wouldn't.
By the time I was thinking of it, you'd gone on to another subject.
I wouldn't. I know what kind of joke that would be well, and I wouldn't go with that live on air. We'll be banned by Ofcom.
Don't they squeeze you?
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
Kent Tweetups have tweeted in.
Oh,
just,
hello.
Just tuning in to Channel Radio, listening to the Business Bunker show. Mm,
that might be lovely Ken Lloyd.
It could well be. You did make me laugh.
Did
I? You did make me laugh. On Twitter earlier this morning. No, I've got to tell you, listener, on Twitter earlier this morning, the lovely Ken Lloyd, who's a graphic designer from over there in Whitstable, and Rob Parker from Go Vicinity, who are also a graphic design company in Canterbury, were having a Twitter discussion about Quark.
About my column.
No, but it was about Quark and Quark technology. And Jules butted in with a tweet that went, Quark, is that a posh duck?
Had to be said. It had to be said.
It did make me laugh out loud.
I'm glad I've made you laugh, Paul Andrews.
Yeah, you do occasionally.
A little ray of sunshine to your life.
Yeah. We've had a tweet from Rebecca Nutt at Serenity Beckers as well. Yeah.
Yes, I have recovered, Rebecca. Thank you for the lunch.
Yeah, she's all right now.
Thank you for the lunch.
I do seem to remember I was having a conversation on the phone with Rebecca in the early hours of Saturday as well.
Really?
Yeah, but didn't you hand me the phone and tell me something really or something?
It's all a blur, darling. Yeah. It's all a blur. James Gardner, very handsome, dapper man. Mm. He's listening live to the best radio show in the world.
Fabulous, James. Yes. You're a star, mate.
You get a retweet.
That's James from Component Force, the best plastic doodads company in the world.
Yeah, they brought us in little booties once, didn't they?
They did
little
indeed.
Red booties and little green booties.
Little wellies made of rubber.
I'm still trying to fit them on.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's Component Force. James, thank you, James.
Trace Randall. Did she style you today to look like Val Dunican?
She pointed me in the right direction.
Well.
Has she tweeted in?
Yeah, she's listening.
Oh,
she's
cool.
She's going to catch up later, going to listen again.
Okay.
She's, you know, probably shopping.
The Inkerman Group from Ashford have tweeted.
New?
Yes, they are indeed. They've tweeted in. And Fruitworks.
Hello.
I've said, hold on, what have they said? They said, could you remind everybody, could we have a shout out for the next free networking event, fruitworks.co.create, which is on Thursday, the 30th of January at 7 p.m. at 77 Stour Street in Canterbury. Fruitworks Create, the next free event, which is on Thursday, the 30th of January at Fruitworks.
I might be in Cairo then, but I'll come to the next one.
You always say that. You never turn up.
I might be having a hubbly bubbly or whatever they have out there.
Yeah. Adrian Keeney of AK Pet Services has been on as well.
Hello.
Saying he's listening in and busy gearing up to transport Samson the parrot somewhere, I guess.
The Women's Company. Any chance you could give us a shout out for the 23rd of January? And it's a Thanet meeting. Also the launch of the 12:30 TWC. What's this, TWC?
The Women's Club.
Tunbridge Women's
Club. No, TWC is the Women's Club.
Thanet Women's Club, is it?
No, it's the Women's
Club. The Women's Club. Yeah. Okay. Was I a bit slow there?
Yeah, I typed you three times and you wouldn't have it.
Well,
you just... You decided it was something else and you wouldn't have it.
Like, I was thinking Tunbridge, Wells or something. Yeah. Anyway, Maidstone, it's on the 5th of Feb and we will put this on the back, on the Business Bunker website after the show. And that's from Jackie Groundsell. Hello, Jackie. And there's also free jelly, Maidstone jelly-free open house event. I love the people that think of these things. Union 23 is offering the opportunity for those who are interested to pop in and take a tour and try the facilities for free at their regular open house event, which is called Maidstone Jelly. And this is tonight. And the Maidstone Jelly meetup will continue to run on the third Thursday of each month from February. And there'll be business coach and director of RW Coaching, that's Rosemary Williams, and she'll be the guest speaker on this evening and give a free presentation on how to avoid the common pitfalls whilst maximising productivity when working on your own. So there's more information at www.meetup.com/Maidstone-jelly, and that will go on the Business Bunker website after the show.
Fabulous. I love it when the whole production of this show comes together in a seamless way.
Yes.
Because I've just had a tweet.
Just had a python coming into the studio.
Well, funnily enough, it is funny you should say that.
Venomtech?
It's Venomtech.
Really?
It's funny you should say that, Jules, because Venomtech have just tweeted and they said, we're listening to the Business Bunker show with Vanilla Webb, Paul and Jules, and it must be time for tunage. And they are absolutely right.
And what we're playing?
What we are playing is Everything I Own.
Oh, lovely.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free, set me free. The finest years I ever knew. All the years I have with you, and I would give anything I own, give up my life, my heart, my own, and I would give anything I own just to have you back again.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Hey, welcome back to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jill Serkin. That was Ken Booth, Everything I Own.
Yeah, that's my sort of era.
Yeah.
Ken Booth. Johnny Holt.
Yeah, I got a track later as well from kind of the same time period but Casey and Sunshine Band.
Oh, yeah. Well, I noticed you were wearing the old red socks or orange socks.
Orange, thank you.
Very, very
They're tangerine, 70s. Actually.
Mm. I'm wearing burnt orange.
Yeah, I can see that. Mm. Yeah. Your cooking's not getting any better, is it?
No. I took my husband yesterday. He came with me to the church in Whitstall, the St.
Would this
Alfred.
Be your new husband?
Yeah, my
your
new
latest.
Husband.
Your latest.
And
yeah.
he's Jewish, as you know. And yeah. We went into St. Alfred, which is a C of E church, to meet the vicar. And I was with my mum. we're all trying to show that we, you know, regular churchgoers, because the vicar's very sweetly doing my dad's funeral. And Gav was trying to sort of, you know, be one of the lads, you know. He said, I've been in here with my son, with the orange thing where they stick the candle in. I said, Christingle, you know, because he just so doesn't get the whole thing.
Yeah.
And, they're talking about Jesus and that, because Jews don't believe in Jesus, do they? So the whole thing gets very... A lot squirming and uncomfortable, really. But the meeting of the nations, I like it.
Good stuff. Cool.
They're talking about posh ducks on the Twitter now.
Are they? We're going mad on Twitter. I've got a million emails, but I really want to start talking to our guests.
Because
we need to bring some decorum and professionalism to this show that has been sadly lacking so far.
With you.
Don't you think?
Mm.
So it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Mr. Mark Dance. Mark is the Kent County Council Cabinet Member, and I'd like Mark to start us off by telling us what his remit is, and then we're going to go from there. So, Mark, welcome to the Business Bunker Show. Absolute pleasure to have you on. Thank you for joining us. Why don't you tell us about your remit at KCC?
Thank you, Paul and Jules. Yeah, it's an interesting job because primarily I'm an elected councillor,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a county councillor for Whitstable, where I live.
Mm.
When you join the county council, it's a massive organisation, a couple of billion pounds a year, and you really get put into certain sectors by others. And I started off with education, and in 2007 I was very pleased to be offered the job as cabinet member for education for KCC, and ran Building Schools for the Future. And certainly Thanet, Medway Towns, Whitstall and Herne Bay have had brand new schools, which I was very much a part of.
Hmm.
Then after that, I sort of went towards economic development. I ran the policy overview and scrutiny committee. And I found it really interesting because I've always felt there's been a bit of a mismatch with academia and schools and business.
Right, yep.
I've run my own business. I've always been self-employed. However, I did work for someone for 1 year.
Really?
I learned a lot in that 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to start at 3 a.m, and then I was told to finish at the office at 5.
Right.
And I was a trainee hydrographic surveyor working out of Whitstable Harbour, which was a very interesting job.
Right, okay.
Worked on the tides, but still expected to go back in the office and finish at 5 o'clock.
Right.
On a 14-hour day. So we did that for a year, and then I went self-employed, never looked back.
Right.
So now I've sort of... Education, I really, personally, never really got on very well with. So I was probably
overrated.
I was the right guy to run it.
Yeah.
Because I can see the faults in the system. And I still believe today that if anyone has got that imagination and that real will to succeed, a lot of schools manage to basically knock it out of them.
Absolutely. It's funny, actually, that you should mention that. Because I got an admission here as well about an early job.
Oh, dear. Can you open a window?
Ha, ha, ha. 1971, I got my first job in computing.
So you were a geek in 1971?
1971, I got my very first ever job in IT, and I've worked in IT ever since. Go on, ask me who that was for.
Who was that for, Paul Andrews?
Kent County Council.
Really?
Yep.
Gosh, you have put this show together, haven't you?
There you go.
Full
it's
circle.
Brilliant when it all comes together, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've been planning this for 42 years.
We've been trying to get you in.
Yep. Do we owe you anything?
Yeah. I worked at KCC when they were at Springfield, and I was the very first person to set foot at Westmoreland at Kings Hill when we moved the IT department in 72 to Kings Hill when it was still a serving RAF base. There you go.
That's
bit of
amazing.
History. Anyway, we don't need to know about that. We're much more interested in Mark.
Well, I think you've kicked it off because Kings Hill is perhaps a different way how a large council works. It went into partnership with what was in Rouse, which is an American company, and now Liberty. and I sit on that partnership board. And
do you indeed? It's brilliant when it all comes together, isn't it?
It is a real success story.
Mm. Doesn't Raus mean out in German?
Well, Raus, they're out now in Liberty Arena. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're right in some sense. Raus.
It's absolutely, you're absolutely right. I mean, Kings Hill has been a massive success story, isn't it? I remember it at the time because it was an RAF base. The RAF were pulling out of it and didn't want it. And if I remember rightly, at one point, it was a home for refugees from Uganda. When Idi Amin...
Before my time.
Yeah, I see, I'm getting too old now. No, but in the late 60s, early 70s, Idi Amin kicked out Asians from Uganda, and they were originally housed there as a temporary staging post. And I think I'm right in saying that KCC were forced by the government to acquire the site in order to do it, and then when they moved on, they ended up with this site and went, well, now what? But as you say, they were very innovative, and they went into partnership with first Raus and then Liberty. Hey, and look at it now.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's a fabulous resource, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they just opened the all-new retro control tower.
Mm. Oh,
right, okay. It's stunning, absolutely stunning. It's the heart of what happened, what went on.
Yeah.
And during the opening, there's a great sort of piazza outside and everyone gathered, and then we had a Spitfire flyby and all things that Kent do so well.
Yeah, sure.
But it's a great business. We're in a partnership there. That partnership continues to flourish, and we're looking for other opportunities. And, you know, we think Discovery Park is the next one.
Right, okay, cool. For those that don't know, that aren't based in East Kent or just don't know, Discovery Park is the old Pfizer campus, is it not?
Yeah.
And since Pfizer downsized, reduced, moved, it's been turned into a business park and a new, I don't know what you call it. It's a kind of technology campus, really, isn't it?
It's a place. I'd suggest now it's a science hub and very much something that my sort of fellow KCC officer will talk about.
Mm.
The regional growth funds and the companies that actually are now the new companies that have moved to Discovery Park.
Yep.
Have you got there?
Well, there's a whole list that Jackie will cover, but the important thing is Pfizer pulled out with a loss of many jobs, and it could have been as bad as being bulldozed to the ground because they were still paying business rates on 3 million square feet.
Okay.
Very difficult to run a business when you've got no one there.
Yeah, absolutely.
However, Pfizer's had a bit of a rethink, and they thought, well, hang on a minute, we can't go anywhere for our core business because we just built this wonderful, wonderful place.
Mm.
So they've hung on to 600 jobs.
Yeah, sure.
And they got one or two very bespoke buildings for them, for their use, and they're doing very well.
Mm.
Now, on top of that, we're at something like, in addition to the 600, another 1,200 jobs, 70 companies, and it's a real success story. But I would be very clear on saying that my boss, Paul Carter, saw the early signs of this.
Mm.
He got onto this fast. Mm. He got David Willetts, the minister, involved. He got the Environment Agency involved and got £22 million worth of flood ameliorations. And in the recent floods, not one damp carpet.
Right,
so didn't they do well? So it's a real science hub.
Mm.
And we're there to promote it. I instigated something last year on foreign direct investment, where we're concentrating in and around Boston, North America, to get life and biosciences.
Yep.
And we're getting some successes already, and that's slightly before time than we actually planned. So great news. But I think there's just such an opportunity there, because don't forget, it's an enterprise zone.
Yeah.
So there's all the tax relief, etc.
Absolutely.
Many more things, but that just gives you a starter for 10.
Yeah, absolutely.
Boston, wasn't that where Manston were flying to previously? They were doing flights with, was it EUJet or whoever was after them? They were going from Kent to Boston quite a lot. Isn't there some sort of sistership there going on?
Well, the sistership for KCC was driven by Alex King on Virginia.
But
Virginia and Boston, I mean, there were all these links, but it was Virginia in your particular...
Right.
Yeah.
But your particular comment, Jules.
The rationale behind Boston is that whole New England triangle.
Right.
Funnily enough, it's brilliant how this comes together. Anybody would think that this was planned. Many years ago, I actually lived and worked there.
Did you?
Yeah. And...
in Boston?
Yeah. I didn't actually live in Boston. I actually lived and worked in a place called Windsor Locks, which is just outside Hartford in Connecticut.
Right.
But the nearest big city and the nearest big international airport is Boston, and I love Boston. But that whole New England triangle, it's a bit like California in a lot of startup businesses, because in that triangle you have Harvard University,
right,
in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and you have MIT and Yale, and all those are all in that cluster, and there's a lot of high-tech new business startups there, and of course a lot of them are looking to come to Europe, and when they look to come to Europe, they look to come to the UK, and when they look to come to the UK, they don't particularly want to be in London anymore, they want to be on London's doorstep, and hey presto, we have Kent, which is a great place to be.
I'm sure we're going to start getting some Boston, Virginia listeners now.
Yeah.
I'm just hashtagging Boston.
Are you?
Cool. If anyone's got a Boston Terrier, please tweet in.
Or a tea party, yeah, or anything else that you know about,
yeah,
Boston that's
exactly,
related.
Exactly.
Cool. What we're going to do, listeners, is we're going to be exploring a number of business growth issues with the good folks from Kent County Council and the people they work with over the coming months. So we're going to have a number of programmes over the coming weeks and months exploring this. So we're kind of setting things off here and setting things in motion to get you to start thinking about things. But what I want to move on to now, Mark, if I may, is just talking a little bit about business in the county. As our listeners know, because I bang on about it loads and loads and loads, there are 61,000 small businesses in Kent. There are 95,000 people alone in Kent employed in the creative industries. We have a thriving economy. We have a really, really thriving business economy here. We don't always see it. We're not always aware of it, because so many of our businesses are small businesses, but they're all growing businesses, and we're starting up businesses all the time. And one of the things that has been endemic in the business community for the last few years has been the failure of the financial systems and the difficulty it has been to raise funds from conventional sources, i.e. banks. So what I want to move on to now, Mark, are some of the initiatives that KCC and others have driven to try and address that situation. If you could give us a bit of background to the kind of thinking that's gone on here and where we're starting to move with this.
Okay. Thanks, Paul. I think a government makes an announcement and we rally round and we use our best officers to put in bids. And we are very, very lucky to have probably one of the best bid writers in the country. And no, no one else can have him. He is Kent. He's not going anywhere. His name is Ross Gill. Now, Ross wrote the first bid under the Regional Growth Fund edit. And we were very lucky to get the $35 million for East Kent.
Right. That's the East Kent Growth Fund, yeah.
That's
for those who
right.
don't know about it.
Expansion, yep. East Kent.
Yeah.
So that's Canterbury, Shepway, Dover,
yep.
and Thanet.
Yep.
And we're looking at a slight extension on that, pulling in another district, but that will be news that we can report as we come back on air in months to
okay.
come.
And you have made quite a few awards out of that fund already, haven't you, over the last year or so?
Well, funny you should say that. We have a rather large event
right.
at 3:15 today at Canterbury Cricket Club, where we've got over 50 companies.
Wow.
But I don't want to steal Jackie's thunder, who's right. sitting next to me. So Jackie will be able to tell everyone all about that, because it's been Jackie and her team's hard work. It's all very well to sit round on a board with the boss, Paul Carter, who chairs the meeting. I'm the vice chair, and we've got business people around us that we've got to know very well, and we're a good team together. And I think Jackie will cover some of the individuals there. But I think it's just all great news,
yeah,
because
absolutely.
clearly banks weren't lending.
Yep.
We tried everything to cajole banks into lending.
Yeah.
Jackie and I actually went and talked to the banks.
Right.
And I think we embarrassed them quite nicely.
He said, give some money. Give some money.
And there are all sorts of ramifications. And what we're saying to banks, if we can help a business and you're a lending institution, you take the first charge.
Yeah.
You know, you lend that money. We'll match it.
Yeah.
So someone wants £200,000 to expand their business, employ more people in Kent, one of the best connected counties in the country. Mm-hmm. High Speed 1 is our best kept secret.
Yep.
And Ashford now to London, standing room only.
Absolutely.
So you've got to stay in Kent.
35 minutes.
Absolutely brilliant. Mm-hmm. So I think it has been the banks that have been an issue, and we're so pleased that we managed to write the bid in time so we could help those businesses expand. However, we've moved on. That is very successful. That has now reached 19 million out of 35 million.
Right.
And Jackie will give you the stats on that. I chair something known as the Tiger Fund.
Right.
Which is North Kent. That's 20 million.
Right.
That's doing extremely well on jobs.
Cool.
It's done a year's worth of jobs in 7 months.
Really? That's amazing.
We are lagging behind in the money, so we need to spend more money to get more jobs.
Right.
And that is working extremely well, and we find the bids are very, very good from Swale, Medway, Gravesham, Dartford. And we included Thurrock in the bid because everyone was looking at local economic partnerships with East Sussex and Essex. So we thought, well, if we had Thurrock, it gives it a different dimension.
Sure.
Lo and behold, we got the money. That's 20 million.
Right, okay.
So there were areas of the county that were missing out. So again, Ross Gill, given a never-ending task of writing bids, we had to find areas of deprivation and poverty somewhere in the west of the county. We had to find initiatives with high-tech companies, life and biosciences, and we won another bid.
Wow.
Three out of three.
He's a bit good, this lad, isn't he?
Absolutely unheard of.
He's a bit good.
Hail Ross. So, 5.5 million now on Escalate, and that'll kick off very, very soon. But right. We had the never-ending comments about where we're situated today, and the Marsh, the new Romney, and actually trying to generate something here, and it vexed us. We had meeting on meeting in our room. We thought, what do we do? There's connectivity issues. How do we get to Ashford? How do we get these young people into work? And then I was talking to you.
Yes, you were indeed.
And you turned around and said, Mark,
yeah.
I know, and pretty well you do know, it has been proven, there are lots of small businesses and startups below the radar that aren't showing up on any of the statistics.
Absolutely, yeah.
I took it as red. Mm. So again, we sent Super Ross to talk to Magnox, and he persuaded them to part with £500,000.
Fabulous, yeah.
We put in £400,000. Shetway put in, initially it was going to be £100,000, but they invited Ashford along, so they split it between them.
Right.
£50,000 each. So we have a nice little committee, much smaller, but the bids are much smaller, in some ways more meaningful.
Absolutely.
£2,500 to £10,000. Exactly what you suggested.
Absolutely,
Paul.
Absolutely. It's good when a plan comes together, isn't it?
I'm so glad someone listens to you.
Yeah, not many people do. No, absolutely, and that's the whole pattern of the Marsh, isn't it? They are very small businesses, and they didn't need millions of pounds. They only needed small amounts of money, and that was a really difficult... It's one of those funny things. It's a really difficult thing to raise small amounts of money. Many years ago, I actually worked in technology and banking, and I was head of... electronic banking technology at Citibank many years ago, and I remember having a conversation with Walt Wriston, who was the chairman of the bank at the time, and an incredibly famous Wall Street banker, a very, very astute man, and he was in his 80s then and just about to retire, and he was I was installing some technology in his office, okay, and he was standing there watching me do this, and he said, blimey, this is complicated stuff. And I just said, well, it's not as complicated as banking. And he put his hand on my shoulder and he went, no, banking's not difficult, son. He said, banking's really easy. It follows the 363 principle. And I went, yeah, go on. And he went, yeah. He said, you borrow money at 3%, you loan it at 6%, and then you play golf at 3 p.m. And I went, oh, right, okay, really. He said, the only drawback with banking is, if as a banker, if you owe me £1,000, you've got a problem. If you owe me £1,000,000, I've got a problem. And that is very true. If you want to borrow a lot of money, the banks will lend it to you. If you want to borrow small amounts, it's much harder. So the Marsh Million is a fabulous, fabulous thing. And it suits this area perfectly in terms of what its needs are. Mm. So I'm really pleased that you were able to do that and make that happen.
I won't go into the finite details, but last week... And within a month prior to that, we have actually granted our first two applications on the Marsh Million. And you would not believe the businesses they were. We'd never have dreamt it up.
Right.
But they're both on expansion schemes. They'll both employ more people.
Fabulous.
For a relatively small amount of money.
Yep. What businesses were they?
I we've got to be very careful.
Yeah. I know.
It will be up
That's
to Jackie
asking.
Because we know whether we're into contract or not.
Yeah.
If we're not into contract, they can run a mile.
Yeah.
We wouldn't want them to do that.
Mm. Yeah.
Or they might say, you said something on there that was wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
So we don't want to get there. So all we want to say is we're up and running.
Yeah. They're future guests on the Business Bunker, let's
absolutely,
say,
they will be. Yeah, absolutely.
One of them might not have too far to walk.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I happen to know who they are. So, no, they could be, they could well be guests. And,
there's a nod and a wink going on
yeah,
here.
No,
isn't
no,
it?
But, you know, Mark's absolutely right. You've got to be careful with these things because, yeah. you know, there is due diligence to go through and all kinds of things that has got to be done. Before it's officially announced, but everything is going in that right direction, and that's brilliant.
Could I just say things have finally caught up with Ross Gill after getting a 3 out of 3 and dreaming up of, you know, how are we going to get this £1 million together? Now the government completely changed the rules and local government can't apply. So he pushed it to the limit.
Right, okay. Well, he did a pretty good job there, though, didn't he? He got it there, which is fabulous news for Kent and for the businesses of Kent, because we do have this thriving setup. And funnily enough, I was listening to BBC Radio Kent, because I do sometimes just to, you know, because I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was listening this morning and Steve Trim from Venantech was on talking about the fact that he's managed to raise some finance from the East Kent Expansion Fund, which is brilliant news because that is such an innovative business that he's got there. Mm. And the thing about it is the knock-on effect to all these things as well. It isn't just one business. You know, if one business raises some money and they spend it with some local businesses as well in order to do things, it raises the entire economy and everybody benefits a little bit from it.
Let me just give you one example, because I'm a bit like you say something, you prompt something.
Yeah.
We're looking at a marine business in Dover, and because of the changes in legislation, all the staff, be it on the bridge, be it engineers, they've all got to be certificated every year.
Right.
And kept up to speed with all the rules and regulations, and it was fairly easy to help them with quite an expensive project, but put it through into first phase, because again, big trouble with the bank, but they are getting there.
Right.
But the offshoot and the supply chain was 20,000 bed spaces in hotels in and around Dover.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a supply chain.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with marine.
Yeah.
20,000 beds. What a way to light up the economy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, it's fabulous, isn't it?
Well, we've had Trevor Bond, haven't we?
From Dover Marina.
Yeah, hotel. Lovely Australian chap.
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely, Mark. And that is the whole thing. Once you kickstart something like this, the knock-on ramifications and positiveness just ripples out. It's one of the beautiful things about markets, is that it just ripples out into the marketplace and happens.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be talking about this later again as well, and it's slightly different, but Jules writes a column for the Canterbury Times. She writes the business column there. And in this week's edition, we were looking at it, and there was an article about Taste of Kent.
Yeah.
And talking about buying local.
Yeah.
Spending 10% of their of your money buying local, and the effect that has on the local economy. And that has gone viral as a story, to the point where the government have now picked it up and are looking at supporting it as an initiative.
And so they should.
And that, again, was launched in East Kent as just a local thing that said, look, if more of us buy from local suppliers, they were only asking you to buy 10% of what you buy. They weren't saying, you know, never go to Tesco's or Sainsbury's ever again. They were just saying, but spend 10% of your money with a local shop and look what it does to the economy.
Support the independent shops.
Absolutely.
And, exactly.
And that ripple out effect has a massive, massive knock-on effect.
I'm actually going one step further, where I go into, for example, Brogdale's, won't mention them, but Brogdale's Farmers is
a
market.
Don't mention Brogdale's, whatever you do.
In Faversham.
Yeah.
And so I go into Brogdale's and I go to fabulous butchers, and then I look at all the preserves and chutneys and jams, and I say, where is the Kentish? Because they've got Mrs. Pilkington's or Dartington's from up north. Mm. And we've got some of the best Kentish, you know, produce down here. And until people actually ask and say, you know, where is your Kentish jam? Where is your Kentish chutneys? That's what we've got to do as well.
Hey, do you know what? I got a jar of pinker lily.
I know.
I got a jar of pink lily.
Beetroot.
From Kentish Stores.
He was on a Superior show at 11 to 12.
Yeah, he gave me a jar of beetroot pickalilli called pinkalilli. It's brilliant. It's lovely.
Very good.
And some Benenden sauce I've got as well.
Yeah. Oh, that Benenden sauce.
Fabulous, isn't it?
Is absolutely superb. But you've hit on another note, because all the Kent brands come under my remit, which is locating Kent, visit Kent, and produced in Kent.
Right, okay.
So all of those, I mean, I got them all in a room.
Right.
All talking to each other. I said, how have you helped so-and-so in recent years? And how have you measured? And I looked at each other and went, oh, dear. Mm-hmm. We're three Kent brands.
Yeah.
We're not quite running in silos, but we should sit round the table.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And one should feed the other, because if locating Kent has someone manufacturing something in the food industry, producing Kent, need to know about it and get English produce or Kentish produce in there.
Absolutely.
So it's making those. My job is going round with a sack full of jigsaw pieces, looking for the holes to drop them in.
Right.
That is my job in one.
Cool.
Don't you hate it when you lose the last bit of jigsaw?
I will make a piece to fit.
Fit, yeah, exactly. Mark, we could talk about this for ages, and in fact we are going to talk about it for ages, because we're going to continue to explore this over coming weeks. But I'd like to move on, if possible, to Jackie Ward. Jackie, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker. Jackie, I might get this slightly wrong, so do correct me. You're the manager of Regional Growth Fund?
I am, that's
with Kent
correct.
County Council? Brilliant, okay. Why don't you tell us more about you and your actual remit, because you're not a politician, are you? Well, you might be, but not officially.
No, Paul, I'm definitely not a politician at all. And leading on, obviously, from what Mark's just said there, I've got, I think, a very rewarding job. I manage the Regional Growth Fund. KCC, as Mark said, had three. So those bids that Ross Gill put in, I worked alongside Ross nearly 2 years ago, really, to take on the operational aspect of those bids, to actually implement them and make them happen. And then, as we've already said, Marshmillan came along as well. So I managed the programme. We developed the framework with partners, and I must say, and it was very much with partners, and the banks were included in that. And that was nearly 2 years ago. So it's around about January 2012, working with the banks, working with the district councils. This was Expansion East Kent, and when we were putting that framework together, working with some of the partners, as Mark's just said, Visit Kent, speaking to them about what do businesses want. Very much working with the business support organisations, Kent Invicta, BSK, the Chambers, etc., finding out how we could make this fit and how we could actually encourage businesses to come forward. Because government funding is not really the remit that businesses first think of.
No, absolutely. No.
Not at all. Yeah. So, it's always been that challenge. Come to us, look at our application, and hopefully, as we've got an event today, showing that we can make a difference.
Absolutely. I totally endorse what you're saying. And one of the things I find when I talk to businesses, and you may or may not know, I operate as a business angel, so I invest my own money in business startups. But quite often, I mean, I don't have unlimited funds, despite what some people think, and sometimes I can't afford to invest. And I will quite often say to businesses, well, have you looked at the East Kent Expansion Fund or the Tiger Fund or whatever? And they go, yeah, well, trouble is we haven't got the time to do that, and go jump through all the hoops. And you go, but you're just making assumptions at the moment. You haven't even looked. Go look first and then tell me not, because actually they're very good schemes. So it is important. And one of the reasons why we on the Business Bunker Show here are very keen to back this, that people do find out more about it. Because, the funds are available for the right thing.
Yeah, I think another thing I'd like to add there is, and what I always encourage businesses to, don't look at the application. You as businesses have a business plan, have a working document that you're working to. Use that first.
Yep.
The information then falls into the application where, a lot of businesses do think, okay, well, look at the application, I'll fill that in first. Mm. So the business plan is very much what we encourage people to look at. But as you've also said there is about the business support that is out there. Mm. And we've encouraged very much Expansion East Kent and both Marsh Million and the Tiger to encourage, and we keep saying to businesses, these are the list of businesses or business support organisations that will help you. Speak to them, work with them. They will help you work up the business plan and the application. But alongside that is also the business support that's there through the banks.
Absolutely.
Because all of our funding has to have match funding.
Right.
Now, an element, and there's different percentages, depend what product you are going for, but the businesses very much could use bank finance, could their own reserves, investment, private investment, etc. So there are lots of ways. We're talking about jigsaws and putting it together.
Yeah,
there's lots of ways to put the application together.
Sure. We're going to be exploring all those kind of things over the coming weeks in different ways. Excuse me. So any listeners out there that are interested in finding out more about this, you're going to have a chance over the coming weeks and months to fire your questions in via Twitter or email or whatever about these kind of things and your observations and stuff like that. We'd also like to hear from people that have won some of this money and how they're doing and what they're doing in their businesses. So do please tell us about that.
And how much support do you give people if they're coming in to sort of, when they're applying, how much support do you give these businesses in the actual application and advice?
Okay, it does vary across the four products that we've got, as I've said. But to be honest, the actual individual support that we give is very much advisory. Mm-hmm. The support that we've put out there is individual one-to-one business support clinics through the business support organisations, as I've said. Kent Invicta run a session every single week. We've also got Enterprise First delivering some, again, business support. So it literally does vary from which area and which actual application that you're putting together. For instance, in North Kent, we've got both one-to-one support. We've got site visits. We're also looking at how we actually can support them to do a business plan. And there are many free sessions being delivered that are around how do you put a business plan together? Mm-hmm. How do you put your finances together? So there is a lot of support out there, but it's also about the individuals, one, being aware of it, but also having the time to pick it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that is an issue.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. As I say, we could talk about this for ages, but we're fast running out towards the end of the programme. I mean, we've got a bit of time to go, but we've got lots of other things to cover. So from your point of view, Jackie, what would you like to see? Are the rate of applications you're getting good enough, or, you know, where are we? Where are we in the cycle? What are we trying to achieve? What's our next move?
Okay, all right. If we just take Expansion East Kent to start with.
Yeah.
Expansion East Kent is, we've committed 19.3 of the 35 million.
Right.
So we're well over halfway.
Halfway, yep.
But we've got another 2 years to run the programme.
Right.
Funding's got to be committed by March 2016.
Right.
Let's look at Marsh Million. Marsh Million at the moment has only had 15 applications come through.
Right.
We've awarded, as Mark said, two, where we really want to see more applications come through.
So if you're on the Romney Marsh area in the Shetway district, get your applications in. There is money available. Let's go for it. Yep.
And the whole scheme is about recyclable funding, hence why it's loans at 0% interest.
Right.
So for all of the products that we've mentioned, we are very much looking at getting that money out the door and then getting the money reinvested into companies in those areas once again.
Fabulous. Okay. Jackie, thank you so much for that. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. The message to you businesses out there is the funds are there. They are available. Use them or lose them. You know, there's only a couple of years to go, and they've made fabulous progress in awarding to businesses so far, and we've had lots of growth, especially in the North Kent area where we've generated a lot of jobs. We've got a load of new startup technical and scientific businesses in East Kent, as well as other businesses. And I actually seem to remember, of course, that a business from here down on Shetway was one of the early winners of awards, which was
HV
Woodings, the engineering company from Hythe. They got a big investment to grow their workforce, did they not? A million pounds, yeah.
That was a nod on radio.
No, brilliant. No, and they were one of the early winners of that money, and they got it from the East Kent Expansion Fund, but they're actually based down here on the marsh, yeah.
Can we just read out the website if you want to find out? Obviously, it'll be on the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk, but also you need to go to www.kent.gov.uk to find out about the Marsh Million and these grants that are available.
Yeah. Loans.
Loans.
Yeah, they're loans. You've got to pay it back eventually.
Yeah.
But they're interest-free loans,
aren't they?
They
don't look like sharks, no.
Unsecured interest-free loans, for the most part.
In the majority of cases, yes.
Yeah, and you can't ask for much more than that, really,
exactly.
Can you?
Exactly.
What there is, as Jules just said, there is that website. What I've done on the Business Bunker website itself, I've put the individual websites for the individual funds. I've put links to, you know, like the Marsh Million, the Tiger Fund and the East Kent Expansion Fund. They will stay there in perpetuity, so they will be there. They're on the homepage at the moment. You will be able to find them on this show page, 157. Show, and we will also put the links in the community pages link, so that at any time you want to go and find those, you will be able to find them. For the moment, Mark Dance and Jackie Ward from Kent County Council, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show, and really fascinating, and we look forward to talking about this with your colleagues and yourselves as we move forward over the coming weeks and months.
See you again soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Paul.
No, absolute pleasure. Do stay with us for the remaining bit of the show. We've got quite a lot of stuff to cover. I'm going to start catching up with me Twitter.
Do. Have we got any more tunage?
I have got a tune to play in a moment.
Okay. Good. No, I'm looking forward to it. Mm. February the 17th. Now, who's this? It's Doreen Flies.
Doreen Flies.
Doreen Flies. And she's saying that she needs our help, listener, that's you. For a moment of your time, to consider helping Doreen find some judges and mentors through the Business Bunker. So they're looking for EPIC judges and mentors. Now, EPIK, it's organising an EPIC 3-day free to attend maker party. And it's on February the 17th to the 19th as part of, this is one for you, Paul Andrews, Geeks Week.
Yeah. Shall I tell you a little bit about EPIC?
Come on, because I know you're very knowledgeable.
I happen to know about EPIC. Doreen and her lovely husband, Nick.
Yeah.
Nick is a coder par excellence. He's just uber geek.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is the world, and I'm not lying about it, he is the world's leading PHP guy.
Is he?
Yeah, okay. Nick. And they run a very successful software company that sells PHP tools to PHP developers.
Right.
And they got very bored with just running the business because it was a bit easy. So Doreen and Nick set up a thing called EPIC. And it initially started as a group to teach programming and coding to girls.
Covering Minecraft with Java, was it?
Yeah. But they started off teaching programming and coding skills to girls. So they didn't think there were enough girls getting into technology. They then realised that it wasn't just girls, it was anybody. Coming back to what
anyone
we were talking about.
Anyone at school.
Yeah, we were talking about earlier that people at school don't do coding and stuff like that and don't do programming development. So they started an East Kent group called EPIC, East Kent Programming in something or other. I can't remember what it actually stood for. Mm. And they've been running that very successfully for a couple of years. It's a purely voluntary thing, which they run. And I think they've got a particular – they're now involved with a group called Minecraft – and they are looking for judges and mentors to help them on the next next phase of what they're doing.
Well, shall I continue reading?
Yeah, go on.
Thank you for that EPIC help there. So what they're saying is they've got 8 hubs, and this is on the 17th to the 19th as part of Geeks Week in Kent, 8 hubs covering Minecraft with Java, JavaScript and Mozilla WebMaker, and they're looking for the last hub in Dover, and they want up to 120 geeky kids all together, aged 7+. So that sounds fantastic. On the final day, there'll be a large family show and show and tell in Margate. Do you remember show and tell at school?
I'm not getting involved in that.
No, I'd rather you didn't. With donuts.
Didn't that involve
behind the bike sheds?
Yeah.
I just know you too well, Paul Anna. I just knew exactly where you're going, lowering the tone as usual. It was donuts and prizes, show and tell. Looking for judges in general, but especially keen on finding some lady judges who are part of the software making industry wanting to take part. And they've got 2 schoolgirls taking part at the moment. Judges are very hands-on, spending the last day with the kids, helping them polish their makes and coming up with a list of the top makes rather than a panel sitting in judgment, which we don't believe in. What does this mean, makes? What does it mean, makes, where they're saying makes? Is it some sort of geeky word? Or?
Makes.
Yeah, she's saying helping them polish their makes.
Yeah, well, they're actually producing things.
Right.
And a make is
what they produce.
Is something that they produce.
Okay.
Yeah, they tend to use manufacturing technology to, because it is a creative thing,
yeah.
You know, and they are actually making something.
Okay, I'm with you. So if you'd like to take part either as a judge or a mentor, or could you recommend someone that would enjoy taking part, please contact them on Doreen, D-O-R-I-N-E, dot flies, F-L-I-E-S for sugar, at gmail.com. Details of that will be on kentbusinessradio.co.uk after the show. And also they're on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/indoreensflies. So that's D-O-R-I-N-E flies, F-L-I-E-S on LinkedIn. And so that's specifically looking at the Dover area as well, I think, if I've got that right.
Cool.
Thank you.
I got some interesting emails to read and some interesting tweets as well.
Twitter's gone bananas.
Yeah, it's gone bananas, but we've just been followed by a Twitter handle that is interesting because it's the Mayor's Fund, and they say they're listening in.
Hello.
I haven't seen which mayor, but it looks suspiciously like Boris, so I'm not sure what Boris is up to. So I'll check that out in a minute. But the Mayor's Fund, thank you for listening, Mayor's Fund, whichever mayor you are. We will find you in a minute and find out which mayor you are.
Exactly. And also, Whitstable Stowe's Paul Andrews has said...
Mark Smith.
Yeah.
Hello, Mark.
He's saying, oh, Smithy, he's saying that... I haven't got my glasses on, it's awful.
He's saying, he doesn't wear glasses.
No.
Oh, you haven't got your glasses on.
He's saying, where's Mike Pitt? He keeps saying he'll remind me to bring my glasses. He's saying one of his first ever website customers is
yes.
You. Mark Dance, there you are.
Well, there you go.
Don't just throw this show together, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Carry on, Paul Andrews.
I've had an email here. The difficulties facing small and medium-sized businesses to get financing from traditional sources is having a detrimental effect on their ability to sustain and grow. Bartercard has the answer to this problem with an alternative method of financing business and facilitating growth. Over 4,000 businesses in the UK are now part of the Bartercard network, and each of these businesses are provided with an interest-free line of credit to facilitate trading. Bartercard brings them additional business and new customers and gives them a real edge over their competitors by giving them access to a market not available to those other competitors. We are about to open new offices in Kent, and local businesses now have some of the answers they need. So if you would like to invest and grow your business, you can contact us and open your doors to guaranteed new sales. And you can find out more by visiting their website, which is Bartercard, B-A-R-T-E-R-C-A-R-D, bartercard.co.uk, or you can call them on 0845-223-5500, or you can text Bartercard to 88882. We'll put the link to that on the Kent Business Radio website, but Bartercard are about to open an office in Kent where they will be offering alternative sources of financing, which is interesting.
The free networking group, the Kent Business Tweet-Up, resumes after their Christmas celebration, and they will be back in February, and they will have the Miller's Arms, the Hotel Continental in Whitstable, the Faversham Tweet-Up, which is at Brogdale, and also, of course, the Lenleys Tweet-Up. Now, these are all details of these venues are on the Kent Business Tweet-Up.co.uk website. You can follow them at Kent Tweet-Ups on the Twitter. They follow the Business Bunker. But the Lenleys one, which I always facilitate, is on the last Thursday at 10 to 12.
That'll be Roper Road, Canterbury, won't
it? Yes, with Dennis Head of Beds.
Dennis Brophy.
Yeah.
The famous Dennis Brophy and his Vice-Sprung Beds.
Largest selection of beds in the whole of Kent there. But it's Lenleys, the last Thursday of the month, 10 to 12. We always have a guest speaker. I've forgotten who it is, but it's someone gorgeous.
I'm not coming.
The Miller's Arms, of course.
Yeah, Canterbury Toyota. Arga. The lovely Arga Gordon at the Miller's Arms.
Yeah.
St. Radigan's.
And the best location in Kent, really, one of them, is, of course, the Hotel Continental, isn't it, Mark?
Oh, yes.
Yes, the view out. So find out kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. Go and see them.
For some reason, it is in fact Boris that's listening to the Business Bunker Show.
Hello, Boris.
Hello, Boris. How you doing, mate?
He's probably just put his parked his little bike somewhere.
He probably has. Yeah. He's got off his sparkly bike and don't he thought, I'll have a listen there. To that Business Bunker.
Because there are jokes about parking bikes, aren't there?
Yeah, I know, we're not even going to go there. No. But he has definitely, Mayor's Fun has just definitely followed me on the Twitter
has
and said they're listening. Yeah. It's the real Mayor.
Well, let's get him on.
I just went into it, and it is the London Mayor's office. Whether it's Boris himself tweeting or not, I don't know.
I very much hope so.
And I would think so. I wouldn't expect him to farm that kind of thing out.
And, of course, Boris Ireland, we're always, you know, shouting about you, Boris, and talking, we want it at Manston,
We don't want an island in Manston, we want an airport.
Yeah, we want one that will take us to Boston and Virginia. Yeah. why Ted Monckton, Mark Dance? They've got a succession planning. So let's all sit up and read this. I found my glasses. This is great.
They've just opened a new office in Tenterton.
Have they?
Yeah.
Down your way?
Yeah.
We're delighted, they say, to invite you to join experts from the above firms to highlight the important steps that you can take to plan your finances and safeguard your money for future generations. Now, when is this? It's the 13th of February. It's with Whitehead Monckton in their offices in Watling Street, Canterbury, just near Fruitworks. In Canterbury. And it's Thursday the 13th, as I said. There'll be 4:30 to 5 arrival with tea and coffee, 5 o'clock succession planning with Andrew Bircher. Then there's an inheritance tax planning, which is with Jason Woolgar. And that's at 5:40. And then there's year-end planning with Richard Stewart from Burgess Hodgson. And it ends with a Q&A and refreshment. So this is the 13th, as I've said, and it's at Whitehead Monckton's office in the Watling Street area. So you need to RSVP HF, H for Harry, F for Freddie, at burgesshodgson.co.uk. And the phone number is Canterbury code 454627.
That's 01227, Canterbury.
Yes, but most people know that, Paul Andrews.
Well, I'm just saying them so they do know.
Okay, 454627, let's just call you Diligent. There's lots of car parking there. You've got the Watling Street car park and Whitefriars.
Fabulous. Do you know, we've just had another 122 tweets in, and I don't think I'm going to get round to reading them all. So I'm going to try and cherry pick them. So excuse me if I gabble through some of these.
Try and breathe.
Yeah, PH Accountancy in Whitstable, say hello, hello. That's Andy Page and the crew over there, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then a new listener, U Image. And on the Twitter, they are U Image Consult. That's Y-O-U, Image Consult, all one word. Hi, Vanilla Web. We're running a colour taster course in Maidstone this Friday, the 24th of January. They've given me a link to a Facebook page where you can find out, but it's a bit too long to read it all out. So what I suggest you do, if you're interested in the colour taster course in Maidstone on Friday, the 24th, is you give U Image Consult a follow on the Twitter. And then you can find their Facebook page with it all on.
I think so. And don't forget to tune in to the lovely Paul Andrews, who will be on the Drive Time with Dominic King and Laura. Laura Earle. Tonight, he's going to arrive at 6, so I would tune in around
6:30, I'm on.
Yeah, but you're arriving. Go in the green room, have an apple and a banana and all that.
Yeah.
And then you'll be taking over the whole show, I'm sure.
Bound to.
You will.
Yeah.
Venom Tech are saying thanks for the mention.
Our pleasure. We've had the Federation of Small Business, Kent and Medway, have tweeted saying that they're listening and enjoying the show. And also the gorgeous Sally for Cakes.
She's making Battenberg, I think, at the moment.
Is she?
She is. And Adrian Kearney has got a little parrot Samson on his shoulder listening in.
He was tweeting about hamsters earlier as well.
Was he?
Yeah.
Couldn't eat a whole one. No. But he's a pet service, so he'll ferry your little pet to the if you've got an alligator.
AK Services. Adrian runs like a pet taxi, pet ambulance service. So if you need to take a pet to the vets or to
an alligator
animal hospital,
or something, wants to go,
anything. He's licensed. He's one of the few people that has a license to transport animals.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't know that you're not actually allowed to take a live animal in a taxi.
No, you're not.
It's not legal. And Adrian is one of the few people that actually has a license to transport animals in a taxi-type service.
I rescued a greyhound once off a beggar in Canterbury.
Was he swimming out in the bay? Because I don't know if you know, listener, Jules has got a telescope, and she spends most of her afternoon in her living room with a telescope waiting for people to drown in Whitstable Bay so that she can rush out and be a hero. Sorry.
This was actually...
And there was this greyhound breaststroking
its way to frauds. Doggy paddle, I think you're fine. Yeah, doggy paddle. No, this greyhound was in Canterbury begging, and it was very, very thin. So I...
So it wasn't succeeding there.
So it was even thinner than a greyhound should be. And it was outside McDonald's. And I prized it away from this guy who was absolutely out of his head and took it home. But I put it in a black cab and it weed all over the black cab because it obviously never been in the car. The black cab driver was great. But I'm telling you this because Adrian Kearney would have been a better bet had I known him in those days.
Yeah, absolutely, you would have been.
And the dog was named Gregory and lived a lovely life afterwards.
Absolutely.
Not with me because I had a rabbit at the time.
We've also had a tweet from Lawyer Fair.
Oh.
Who, again, another new listener on the Twitter. And the lovely Alex Waterton from F Keys, who had a Microsoft training and consulting firm on Medway City Estate. That's F Keys. And you can follow them on the Twitter too. We're fast running out of time here, Jules.
Are you doing tunage or not?
I'm going to abandon the next tunage because I've got a pile of emails to read. I've got 142 tweets and we've got 10 minutes.
Seminar invitation, how safe is your data? Following on from the success of the Is Your Head in the Cloud? Yes, mine is. Lunchtime workshop in September. I need to go to this because I've run out of cloud space, haven't I?
You have.
We're delighted to be offering a new seminar in partnership with Loch Associates. In a highly competitive market, protecting your confidential data and information is critical. The loss of data can have a devastating effect on any business. How do you minimise the risk to your business? And this seminar will ensure you can assess how safe your data is and protect it. It'll prevent employees exiting the business with your data. It'll also safeguard your business against the theft of confidential data by third parties. And the speakers are Andrew Hookway. He's the director of award-winning ITV service provider Xtech, and they specialise in fully managed IT outsourcing. And also Ruby Dinsmore, and she's the associate employment lawyer at Loch Associates, and she's an expert on what steps you can take to protect your business lawfully. Also, Julie Nichols, who's the operations director of HR Advise Me and an experienced HR consultant who will take you through the practical steps to put in place. Now, this will be held at the South of England Centre in Salesfield Road, Haywards Heath. And that'll be on the 30th of January, 8 till 10:30 in the morning. There'll be a light buffet and refreshments. And you need to confirm your place. And the phone number is 01892 773970, and the email is rsvp@loch.co.uk.
Fabulous.
That sounds brilliant, and it's on the 30th of January. Seminar invitation: how safe is your data?
Fabulous. I've had a tweet from NPR_IT. And it says, hi, Vanilla Web, I'm a first-time listener, looking forward to hearing what's going on in Kent. And I do apologise if I mispronounce this. And that's from David Keown. And that's spelled K-E-O-H-A-N-E. David Keown. Sorry if I've mispronounced that, David. But you can follow him on the Twitter at NPR_IT. Tracy Randall, the lovely Tracy, my image consultant, by Tracy. She's not listening live at the moment. She's going to listen on the catch-up later. But she has reminded us that she has got the launch of the expansion phase of her business happening this Thursday when she launches her range of cosmetics.
Yes, you'll be trying out the Lippy with Chris Pollard.
Chris Pollard has gone... how can we put
He's
this?
He's volunteered.
Tonto. You know, there's no other way of putting it. Chris Pollard has gone tonto and has volunteered him and me to wear a range of lipstick about the place in support of Tomorrow's People, the unemployment charity, of which we're both ambassadors. How he dragged me into this, I'll never know.
Dragged.
Do you get it? Anyway, Tracy Randall, on this Thursday, the 23rd of January, she has the launch party for her new range of cosmetics. So do find out about that.
We wish you well.
Following her on the Twitter, BY_TRAYC, by Tracy, BY_Tracy, with a C on the Twitter.
She's done wonders for your wardrobe, Paul Andrews.
She has indeed.
She has, and she knows I can't go, but I will go and sample later on in the month.
What, my wardrobe?
No, your makeup, your lippy.
Beaujolais Boy.
Hello.
Has tweeted in. That's the lovely Ian from Liquid Pleasure in Tenterston High Street. Hello, BB.
Go Vicinity Creative, the Rob Parker, has just said, we've been confirmed as judges At the hashtag Page Turner art competition at the Turner Contemporary, I think that is. So on the Twitter, it's at TC Margate for the sixth year. Looking forward to it at Jules Serkin. Thank you. Cool. Well done to be judges. We were very arty, aren't you, boys? Very arty.
Do you remember last week we were talking about Trish the Rock Chick?
I can't remember an hour ago.
Do you remember Trish the Rock Chick tweeted us in that we were mentioning she was
doing... Was that her mum?
It was Tracy's mum. She was doing a rock choir in Norwich, in Norfolk. Yeah, well, she's emailed me this week. Hi, Paul, I'm Trish the Rock Chick. She says it was a great show last week and I was listening as I was painting hearts. I run a Facebook group called Random Gifts Across the World. We're an amazing group that leave gifts for people to find to make them smile and make their day. It's a global group and we have key events right throughout the year, last one being Christmas. We have 1,800 members now from 30 countries that take part in these gifting events, and I'm now being very cheeky in asking you if you could give us a mention on your brilliant radio show for our next big event for Valentine's weekend. I will be really grateful if you could mention our amazing group as they spread love right across the world. Trish, I'm absolutely delighted to do that. We will put a link to this as well because it's another one of those long, numerous links. So we will put a link on the Business Bunker website to it. But it's a Facebook page with events for random gifts across the world. We will find the full link for that and put it on the Kent Business Radio website and in our community pages so that people can follow up with that.
Basically, because you said we're the best radio show in the world.
Absolutely. If you bribe me with flattery, I will do anything for you. That's a well-known fact.
There are marketing videos. If your excuse for not having good quality marketing videos for your business and the ever-popular YouTube channel is not enough time or not enough in the budget, here's your ideal way to quick kick-start new year. So this is professional broadcast quality videos to camera, including there's lots of stuff it includes. I'm not going to go through it all. But the whole package is only £99 plus VAT. The date and venue is the last Friday of the month at the fabulous F Keys. That's F for Freddie hyphen Keys. 31st of January, 28th of February and the 28th of March. Now, to have a look at this, you need to go on to 54newmedia.com/marketing-video. We will put details of that on the Business Bunker after the show.
We've had a tweet from Stephen Jenner of the Gillingham Dramatic Society who says, great show as normal, guys, really thoroughly enjoying it. Thank you for that, Stephen.
There's nothing normal about us, Stephen.
No, no.
Can I just read out the Twitter handle for Mark and Jackie Ward that we've just been interviewing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I got it wrong. So it's at Kent, that's KENTCC_business.
Okay.
So that's KENTCC_business, but we will be following them and they will follow us back.
Yeah, and we'll retweet out a lot of the stuff with the right address on it again later as well. Have you written that down, Jules, so that I can copy it later?
Yep.
Thank you. JM of Squared Frames, listening to the Business Bunker with Paul and Jules, whilst finishing off some framed illuminated film cells.
Thank
you for that.
As you do on a
Tuesday. Yeah. So thank you for listening, guys, at Squared Frames. Who else we got here?
We've got free pension reviews. This is Core Financial Services. Do you have a frozen personal pension scheme? And they will reveal how well your pension has been performing over the past 5 years, how much you're being charged, what you're likely to receive when you retire, spelt wrongly, may I say, if there's a better option for your savings. And email for more info, drutherford@coreifa, that's coreifa.co.uk. I before E, except after C.
The guys...
Can't help it.
Rob and the guys that go for Synergy are saying, we're here, we've been listening while working with a client next to us. So, good stuff. That's Rob and the guys at Go Vicinity, the...
Fabulous creative boys
over there in Canterbury.
And if you lurk behind the cinema, you might be able to get their Wi-Fi.
And Slotwatch Hospitality...
Hospitality
have tweeted a photograph, which I can't show you on the radio, obviously, but I'm going to retweet it. And here's Paralympian Zanardi.
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. With his BMW ready for the Blank Plane GT racing on May the 17th. And he's sent us a photograph of that, and we have retweeted it and gladly will do that.
Now, look, MPR-it, have you read this? He says, great show. I now know more about it and will listen in again. Cheers.
Oh, right. I mentioned him earlier, so yeah. He's obviously just responding to that.
And at Jewel Sirkin too. Well, I hope he'll listen in every week.
Yeah, just, David, just a nod to the wise. You don't have to mention her.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, it's not necessary.
Yes, you do.
You just talk to me. You don't. Nobody mentions Jules.
They're award-winning IT support, you know.
They are indeed.
And they're based in Ashford.
Ashford, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Kentish Fairs have tweeted in. Wanted to know if I've eaten his pinker lily yet.
Do you mean Kentish Stores?
Yeah, that's what I said, didn't I?
No, you said Fairs.
Oh, did I? Well, Kentish Fairs have tweeted in as well.
I'm sure they have.
As has Beth's Mogador.
Beth's Mogador is a frequent listener of the Superior Show, Scoff and Quaff.
Is she?
11 to 12 every Tuesday.
Right, do you know?
Next week, the presenter is going to be a famous chef, Peter Chapman.
Really?
Because I'm in Cairo, so I asked Peter Chapman to step in for me.
Fabulous.
Yes.
And
I shall be eating falafel.
And Joe Dodds will be with me.
Yes, well, there you are.
We haven't seen Joe for a long time on Business Bunker, so it'll be nice to have her back.
Although
we will miss Jules, obviously.
You will.
She will be swanning around, destroying a pyramid or two.
I'll be having a bit of hummus.
Yeah, yeah. Annoying the camels.
You know, the last time I was there was 1976.
Really? Have they recovered yet?
A bit different, I think.
Yeah, have they recovered? Wasn't there a coup?
Yeah, there was, yeah. There was a shortage of rice, as I remember. Kent and Victor Chamber, Paul Andrews.
I nearly got a word in there.
They've got a networking business with breakfast, or breakfast with business, or something like that. It includes a full English, 8 to 9.30, and it's Thursday, 23rd of January at the Holiday Inn Express. And the 12th of February, Kent and Victor Chamber, Ashford. And it's only £15 for Chamber members, and non-members are £20 plus VAT. So details of that will be on your website, won't they, Paul Andrews?
Yeah, we're fast running out of time, so I'm going to gabble through the last 2 minutes because we're almost there.
Yep.
I caused some consternation last week with the Ancorians Football Club.
Yeah.
They quite reasonably asked us to try and find a business sponsor for their mascot.
Yeah.
You quite reasonably asked me what the mascot was.
Oh, yeah.
And I explained it was a giant marigold glove that someone had blown up.
I found it very odd.
Now, apparently, the young lady that designed their mascot was deeply mortified by that description, because as any fool would know, it was in fact Sammy the Starfish.
Oh, you should have known. It was Starfish.
It was Sammy the Starfish.
Oh, did
you get it?
Andrews.
Anchors, Starfish.
Yeah.
It was Sammy the Starfish. Anybody with half a brain would have realised that.
Great big old...
I thought it was a marigold glove, but it wasn't.
Always getting those things mixed up.
It was
up.
Sammy the Starfish, and the young lady that designed it did a fabulous job. And Sammy is all sad because he hasn't got a sponsor to wear on his shirt.
Oh.
So if you're a business out there and you would like to sponsor the 20 plus teams of mixed ability, boys, girls, disabled, special educational need, and every other kind of football team run by Ancorians, you can contact Chaz, their community manager. They are looking for a sponsor for Sammy the Starfish.
How many tentacles do they have, Starfish?
I'm not getting into that.
Is it 6, 12, 8?
I'm not getting into that. It's just Sammy the Starfish. Live with it.
Just five, Mark Dance says.
And you can find out about them by going to their website, which is www.ancoriansfc.co.uk.
You've got 3 minutes, Paul Andrews.
I can't read any more of these tweets. We've got
hundreds
of them.
They're still coming in.
Look,
Bea Halling.
Bea Halling, yeah.
Yeah, Bea Halling says, really enjoying listening to both of you on today's show. Thank you. Yes.
She's trying to get on your good side, Jules. Thank you, Bea. Thank you for that.
Now you have to listen to Scoff and Quaff, Superior Show.
And JM from Square Frames retweeted as well, saying, yeah, thank you for the mention. It is a great show as usual. Thank you very much, guys. Look, we're fast approaching the end of the show. Thank you for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure to have our two guests, Mr. Mark Dance, Cabinet Member for Kent County Council, and Jackie Ward, Manager of the Regional Growth Fund for Kent County Council. We will be exploring more business funding, loans, and all the other support that KCC and various organisations are offering to the businesses of Kent. We are incredibly proud to be part of the business community in this county and to play our little part in trying to bring things to you. So thank you for listening to the Business Bunker Show. Me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jules Sirkin. We'll be back next week where I'm joined by Joe Dodds. Coming up on Channel Radio later today, we have at 3 o'clock Kevin Cam with Extra Milk. That's followed at 5 o'clock by the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery. And at 9 p.m. tonight, Mr. Jamie Andrews with the New Potato Show. Everything that's brilliant in new, unsigned, up-and-coming music. So do stay tuned to Channel Radio. You will be able to hear my Dulcet Tones, should you wish to do so, on BBC Radio Kent at 6:30 this evening.
I might phone in and heckle.
I'm sure you will, when I will be joining Dominic King for the Drive Time Show on BBC Radio Kent. And we look forward to listening to you there. And on Channel Radio, I shall be dashing back to the Channel Radio studio.
You are Superman, aren't you?
I am. Stupid man is the word you're looking for. But thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure. For those of you that are coming, we will see you at the B2B Southeast Show on Friday, the 24th of January. We look forward to seeing you there. Or at the Fruitworks Create event the following Thursday. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. We will be back next week.
Bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Temp Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk. Come on.